will have an application.
Amen. We're going to give introduction at this time to the bishop who we serve under. He is actually a very well-known individual. We thank God for him. We have had great fellowship throughout the years. And I would want to, and let also, just before we bring him, I just want to mention that some of St. Timothy's ministers are here also. So I want to acknowledge Brother Frank Johnson, Minister Johnson, and Minister John G. They're seated out here, and we want to thank God for their participation. We're trying to maintain the COVID-19 protocol, so we're kind of spacing out a little different than we normally would, but these are also individuals who we want to give recognition to at this time, and we thank God for their service among all the other deacons and other people who are sitting around somewhere out here serving today. So I want to acknowledge all of them. And I couldn't really stand here without acknowledging Mother Lemon being here with us today. And thank God for her. She has been holding out quite a while to see what's been going on over here. And we thank God for her, and her family is here with her also. And all of you who are here, just want to bless God and thank him for all of you, because you're all a part of what God is doing with St. Timothy. Amen. We're just going to go ahead. Let me not get carried away. Let me get back to my initial thing. I want to introduce to some and present to others. I don't think I'm introducing him to anyone. Most people in the St. Louis area, in the state of Missouri, and even in the United States know Bishop Michael Jones. Amen.
I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me okay? Can I? I'm going to remove this just slightly. But God bless you. I am more than honored to be here. I am honored. And so let me give recognition to this highly esteemed pastor. He is a great servant. Landis Fisher, and I would disconnect if I didn't do this. I need to honor First Lady Hope. Let me do this. We have this matriarch. I just saw her and was introduced to her. 97 years young. And I'm going to bless you again. Mother ought to embarrass anybody that stayed home. I mean, but for her to be here and to be here, I guess she said, I want to see this. Because when I drove up, and as I've driven by so many times, I've just been blessing God and praising God for what God has bestowed upon St. Timothy. You ought to give God praise for what he has done. The very fact that this is your first worship together has been a long time coming. Long time coming, but you have persevered.
Yes.
You have been faithful.
Oh, yes.
And God has more than blessed your faithfulness. He will, you see, God, the God that we serve, will do exceedingly and abundantly above anything you can ever ask or even imagine.
Yes.
Who could have imagined what the Lord has done? Let me say a couple things. I want to offer prayer, but I want to say this, that I am so excited. I know the kind of work it takes to, you know, gather and to build a ministry like this in a community. And so we heard that you all were moving from Martin Luther King Drive. And so, not that you were trying to get away from us, but we heard you were moving. So, since you were here, we decided to, we have a building up the street on Larimore too, so we're going to be your neighbors anyway. So, on Martin Luther King and Larimore, you couldn't get rid of us, so we're going to be here. We're going to be here together. We're excited about the work we can do together. in this community. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do. I've already spoken with Pastor about some things that we could do together to help your building fund and help things work together. And God, I've been hearing the blessings that God has just been bestowing upon this ministry. And let me say this, that God does this to people he can trust blessings with. God can bless everybody this way. And the fact that God has just handed you a gift, you ought to praise God for trusting you. I need to say this. I am more than happy to be here. This is history. You know, when you write your church history, you have to include my name now. You all invited me to history, and I'm excited, I'm honored, and I praise God for it. Listen, Psalms 127 says, except the Lord build a house. Except he build a house. We labor in vain. You hear me? Except the Lord does it. I want to read that because it is all the Lord who's doing the work. Amen. He said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wake it, but in vain. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the Lord did this. Yeah. When people ask you, how did you do it? You need to say it was the Lord. Amen. Who did this. I imagine that little boy who, when he got home and he brought more bread home and more fish home that he took from home. And I imagine his mama said, boy, where did you get all this fish from? You know he fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves. And I bet that little boy said, mama, we were in a desert place and the Lord multiplied everything we have here today. The Lord did it. The Lord did it. Brothers and sisters, it's in 1 Kings chapter 8. But David honors God with dedicating the temple. David recognizes that it was nobody but the Lord. What David understood is that his father, David prepared all the materials, prepared all of the substance, and it was Solomon who was blessed to build it. Can you all understand this? That what God did is have somebody prepare this building for you, and then God let a Solomon come to it. So he blesses the house, and when he blessed the house, the Shekinah glory filled, cloud came into the temple and covered it, and the presence of God. Listen, this is a building without the presence of God. No, this is brick and mortar without the presence of God. Listen, anybody could build a building, but you need the Lord's presence. So what I want to do it quickly. I'll tell you, I haven't been to church in a while either. So y'all put me in front of a mic with some people, I might preach. But I want to do 3 things. I want to offer 3 short prayers. I want to offer prayers for the pastor and all leaders of this church. I want to dedicate the building, and then I want to offer a brief prayer for the entire congregation. All right. And so I'm not going to intrude on you, asking you to stand unless you desire. But I want to begin by, let's do it in this order. I want to bless the building. I want to bless the building. I want to ask God to bless that all that happens in this building will honor his name. I want people to walk into this building. When they walk in here, I want them to feel the presence of God in this place. And the church ought to take hold, but let's ask God's blessing upon this building. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. That God, you built a building for St. Timothy. You prepared a building for St. Timothy. You put carpet in the building for St. Timothy. You built a pulpit. You did all the work. And now you provided it for St. Timothy. And so God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you will bless this house. Let people who walk into this place feel your presence. Know that this is your house. And God, it has been dedicated for your honor and for your glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say, amen. Come on, put those hands together, please. I want to pray for the leaders quickly. The leaders, if you've been appointed a leader of this church, you can either stand or wait or raise your hand. I just want to pray for leaders. Because that's what the church needs. Leaders. People who will trust God. People who will follow leadership. People who will follow the will and the purpose of God. Let's pray for these leaders. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your hand will be upon the lives and the ministry of these leaders. We thank you, God, for this pastor. Thank you for his heart of service. Thank you for his will, God, to meet the needs of your people. Thank you for this pastor, God. Thank you for these leaders all over this building. May they be even further equipped to do the new work, to take on the new responsibilities, and to serve faithfully in your name. We give you praise for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on. Finally, this prayer is for everybody. Somebody point at your neighbor and say, this prayer is for you. It's for everybody. See, everybody here, God is giving you new responsibility. This is a new thing. Old things have passed away. Becoming new. Now, the first Sunday when we got into new building, people didn't know how to act because it was new. But it's okay. I know you distance, but you can shout in this building. Matter of fact, you ought to test it anyway. You ought to see if it can stand your brain. Can I get a witness here? Somebody need to test the building. See if it can stand your praise. I want to pray for the house. We need each and every one of you to renew your commitment. Renew what you did before, it will require more now. It's going to require more than ever before. And God is going to bless you. See, here's what I did, and then I pray. God doesn't give you this kind of building and don't let you feel it. I wish I had. I've seen it happen so many times. I've seen God multiply. I've seen God add. And this community is ripe and ready for St. Timothy. And here's what you got to do. You got to let your light shine before men. That they will see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your people of this church. Lord, we pray for them because you're going to use them. They're going to feed the hungry. They're going to meet the needs of a community, God. They're going to help those who are in jails, God. They're going to serve families and seniors. And God, they're going to do the work of ministry. We need them, God. We need not only their hands, but we need their hearts. God, would you renew them and let them know that the pandemic was just a test. It was a test of their commitment. It was a test of their allegiance to you. So God, I guess you're saying by this beautiful edifice that they passed the test. And we give you praise. May you bless every usher, every deacon, every greeter, every choir member, every musician, Every member who is here, whatever their assignment is, help them to do it like they've never done it before. Lord, help them to praise you in this place like they've never praised you before. Help them to rededicate their lives to you. And we give you praise. God, we're grateful. We're thankful. And help them to make room for those who are on their way. Help them to make room and to welcome those who are on their way. And we'll give you praise. We'll forever give you the glory. We'll forever give you the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now I need everybody in the building to put your hands together to praise the Lord together.
And the calling that God has put on her. I thank you so much. was hopeless, so God said, I'm going to give you hope. Hallelujah. Amen. And since that time, he's still hopeless, but he has hope. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody here today. We're going to go right ahead, not to delay the time. If you have our notes, I'm not going to be long with you. Today, I promise, I'm trying. Let me say, you know, Lord, hold out here, give me a break. I just need to say this because we, as you have already heard multiple times, have been being enriched, let me call it, in the time of a pandemic. I wish I had time right now to hear the testimonies of everyone in this room. I was listening to Brother Mark. He joined our ministry 1 year ago.
The very day right before, before we went out, and we've been out for a year. He was telling me this morning how great God has blessed his life and has enriched him all through the year. We'll hear his testimony out of his mouth, but I just had to think about it because he was the last one to join right before the door. And he's here today, so I thank God for Brother Tamir. Hallelujah. And God has just been blessing him hand over fist. Amen. And he blessed us with others that are here too. Amen. We've had folks that have gotten engaged, like my brother Austin and his lady there. Hallelujah. And all kinds of things have just happened. I've been getting praise reports the whole time. There's been some bad times. We've had some bad times. We've had some ups and some downs. But all in all, God has been blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to give him glory for everything that he has done. Hallelujah. And so I want you to understand that it is a great blessing to see God's hand in your life. Amen. As you go through this life, amen, even when there's trouble all around, you can still trust God. Amen. God knows what you need even before you ask. Amen. He knows what you need all through every situation that's in your life, so you can always give him praise and give him glory. So we're going to go right here, not to take up too much time, but I want to say that as we resume in-person services after a year of cessation from it, let us think about what all this has meant, and let us learn to appreciate the beauties of resting. Get that word, resting in the care and provision of God our Father, who has provided us refreshment of the sabbatical. Now, and I use that phrase, that's on your handout if you happen to have it. If not, you can get our notes online. Refreshment of the sabbatical. The word sabbatical, the hard word there is Sabbath. And I want you to understand something about the people of God that's been true all the time. You can check the record in the Bible. You'll find out that God started off with a Sabbath.
Yes.
After he created everything in 6 days, and on the sixth day he created man. Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And then it says that God rested from all he had made on the seventh day. He sanctified the seventh day. And that's the initiation of this term, which is the root word of the word sabbatical. And it means Sabbath, to rest. And we'll get back to that. But I want you to understand that throughout all the time of the covenant people, they always had to acknowledge a Sabbath. The times when they did not acknowledge the Sabbath, they got in trouble. And they found trouble and difficulty in their life. And you know what? A Sabbath is normally that one day a week. And we're not like what some people want to profess today, Sabbatarians, if you will. In other words, we don't believe there's any merit beyond, let's say, pertaining to salvation from the point of Sabbath. But there is a necessity of Sabbath within the framework of what God has given us in the Word. And this is, we'll get back to that. You can just table that in your mind as we look on. And I just want to give you a couple of verses to kind of express what I'm saying here today. And you'll see it as we look here in Leviticus chapter number 25. Just going to read a few verses at verse 8. He says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee,
Seven times 7 years and the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. 49 years of Sabbaths in years. He's talking about sets of 7 years now, not sets of 7 days. Mm-hmm. And there are 49 years in 7 times 7. As you see there, mathematics in Leviticus 25 and 8. Verse 9, and thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. In other words, let everybody know that we love the Lord God, and the Lord God loves us. He has called us, he has blessed us, he has sanctified us. We belong to him and we rest in him. There is a refreshment or a sabbatical, if you will, and resting in what God has done. It's an awesome thing to think about that God has fixed it. So he says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but in the 7th day you shall rest in God. He said, for in 7 6 days the Lord created the heavens and the earth, and on the 7th day he rested. Keep that in the back of your mind as we read the rest of it. Verse 10, 25 and 10. And ye shall hallow the 50th year. That would be after the 49 that we just spoke of. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all its inhabitants, the inhabitants thereof, not just the folk that's saved. Proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants in the land thereof. That's proclamation and evangelism about the goodness of God, how he has blessed you throughout all these years. It shall be jubilee unto thee, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Keep your family and your unit together. But proclaim victory and liberty throughout all the land. Because God has blessed you with victory. He has blessed you with liberty. That's true freedom. Now, you know, this was written at the time when governments were dictators and that type of thing. And they told you what you will do. It wasn't like what we have over here where you can go down and vote. None of that. Talk about a vote back in the days of Caesar. Got his head off. And he don't vote over here. I tell you what you need to do. You see, so liberty and victory being proclaimed in this time is quite different than it is in our time. And we take for granted a lot of the blessings that God has bestowed upon this country and all that because we have gotten kind of spoiled. But God said, think about where you are. Think about who you are. You belong to me. I am the Lord your God that sanctified you. I set you apart. I set you on high. I got your back. I got your friend. I got your side. I got you every which way. I'm everywhere at the same time. And I bless you all around. And so you can obey me. You can trust me. You can walk in my strength. You can walk in my word. And you know what? Nothing will be able to defer you from that. If you walk in God's word, you will be able to do everything you need to do. And God will bless that and sanctify it. That's why we want to learn this refreshment of the sabbatical. How do you rest in God? Let's keep talking about this just a minute. I want you to see one more passage here in the New Testament just to hang some thoughts on. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. This is Jesus. They tried to tell him, hey man, you know something? You messing up the Sabbath. He was God in the flesh. And somebody had the nerve to tell him he was messing up the Sabbath. Oh, you're messing up the Sabbath. Well, look what you're doing. You're healing people. You got folks working and eating and all kinds of stuff. And they had turned what God meant to bless them into a ritual of some sort instead of a relationship with God. And here is God himself in the flesh walking before you. You have the nerve to tell him he's messing up the Sabbath. So Jesus answers here in verse 27. He said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Look at that. Understand that. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Got to keep that straight in our understanding. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Oh, you don't dictate to me, Jesus said. He was cool with the way he said it. He rebuked you with a cool word, and it's straight from the book. And so I want you to understand that there is refreshment in the sabbatical when you learn to rest in God, when you learn to trust in God, when you learn to walk by faith and not by sight. when you trust his word and put it at the highest place in your mind, God is going to be able to do what he needs to do and what he wants to do. And you and I will be content in him. You want to find contentment? Walk by faith and not by sight. All you walk by faith, read what God said, understand what he said, hear his word, and walk in it. Don't worry about if it makes sense to you or not. Sometimes God's word may not make sense to you. It may not make sense. You may not get it. But the fact is, if you trust him, that's why it requires faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, that's what it's about, diligently seeking him. You know, in other words, whatever I am, whoever I am, however I am seeking you. I take what you said in your word by faith. Now, the Bible says in that same chapter in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you don't know, you don't have evidence, get back in the book. Get back in there, suck your mind a little bit more than thus saith the Lord. And he'll give you evidence by faith. You can trust what he said. So the old covenant law of the Sabbath was a major part of the lives of the covenant people for many reasons. Because in the practice of keeping Sabbaths, it was necessary to develop a concentration and dependence on God, who had promised to provide everything needed to uphold this divine consecration of God's people. In other words, God knows what his people need. He knows what you need. So if I told you you can rest, you know what we should do? Rest. You know what? We had a year of rest to some extent. A year. A sabbatical year, much like the Jews experienced when they were being obedient to God. You and I have just had a year of rest. Today is a year to the day. It's like we took a sabbatical year from just mundane, everyday routine back and forth. But you know what? God never has left you, neither has he forsaken you. He said, I'm with you all the days, even to the end of the world. So you had a year off. So thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You blessed me. You gave me a Sabbath year. And in the sabbatical year, I have been refreshed in my spirit. And I'm ready now to move out and engage the culture with the gospel, the good news, that you saw the other world, you gave your only begotten Son. So that whosoever, anybody out there can hear my voice, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you're here today and you have not understood that, we want to proclaim in your hearing today, we are refreshed. We're refreshed. God has blessed us. He has rested us. You don't mind if I put it in that terminology. I'm rested up. You know what? I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to move out by faith and take this gospel to the ends of the earth. Is that how you feel today? You know what? The devil probably beat up on you the whole year. Oh, you know, I got you put out of church. I shut you down. But we haven't been shut down. You know what happened? We went online. And now we're reaching more people than we ever did in the history of St. Timothy. We're reaching out all over the globe. We went up on a podcast, and we're broadcasting in Africa and everywhere right now. So we didn't go down. We took a rest so we could be ready after a year to move out on God's command. And that's where we're at right now. So there is refreshment in the sabbatical. Yeah, he said you have some ups and downs, yes. You know what, when Israel got in trouble, I'm going to be done in just a minute. I want you to understand this. They sometimes forgot about the Sabbath. They went on and just, you know what they did? They looked around and looked at all the Gentiles. Look what they're doing. They're working this year. Oh, they got it going on. Oh, they're moving ahead of us. They're getting into the markets ahead of us. They're becoming more financially blessed than we are. Look at them. They're getting ahead. What are we doing? We're the Sabbath. Got to stop it. You know what? They refused to keep the Sabbath. And you know what happened? God took them out the country. So I'm going to take you all the way out the country, and I'm going to rest the land for 70 years because you've been disobedient. So he let them go for 70 years. And he said, now you're going to go in captivity for 70 years. Because in that whole 70 years, you did not observe Leviticus, where I told you to rest, take a year. And the seventh year is supposed to be the year of the Lord. So you know what? This is where we are. Simply put, God has given us a year of rest.
Yes.
And we're ready now because we're refreshed. Because resting in the Sabbath. God has given us time to refresh, to sharpen up our tools, so to speak, to come up with some new instruments to export the gospel to the world. And so then there was a time of refreshment for the people of God, which was to set them apart. That's the reason God sets us apart. He gives you rest so you'll be different. I want you to understand, I got your back this year. You don't have to worry about it. I think I can get a witness in this room. Somebody knows how many people got multiplied in the year of sabbatical. How many people got blessed? If we go through some ups and downs, yes, we did. But you know what? When I got knocked down, God picked me back up. To the goodness of God in this past year. God was there and nothing went slack. And we're still here to proclaim His mercy and His goodness. Don't look at the folks around you. Look in God's Word. Refresh your mind in the truth. Because if we walk by faith and not by sight, we will stay on target. And this rest that you have had is for your benefit. It's for your benefit. We're ready to roll now in full force and trust in the Lord. So Jesus reminds the high religious folk, you got to watch out for high-minded religious folk. Well, you know what? You're not speaking in tongues. You have not been baptized in Jesus. You have not done this, that, or the other. Well, I want you to understand, and I'm not mocking anybody, but I just want you to understand, these were high-minded religious folk came to Jesus telling him, you're breaking the Sabbath. So you don't even know who you're talking to. You have no idea who you're talking to. Here it is, God in the flesh. And He already knew you were going to be into religiosity and not into the truth. He knew you was going to be into some religious ritual, but not the truth. So you and I need to make sure we stay in the truth. The truth is God's word. It's very simple. Genesis to Revelation. 66 books of God's truth. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You shall not live by bread alone, he said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you know what? He wouldn't tell you that if it didn't have it. So we have it all. We have all the hypocrites telling us, oh, you know, there's the lost books of the Bible. All those books are lost. You know what? You are lost. You need to get in God's word. God says you can live by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. And you know what? That would make God a liar if there's some lost books. If there's lost anything, God would have to be a liar. Because he said, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Why would I tell you that if you didn't have access to every word? So realize this, and I'm going to go to my seat. Refreshment is what God has done. Sabbaths are important. God has rested this unit of his church. And pretty much of it around. Some people went on and tried to press in anyway. Some of them got in a little trouble. We're praying we won't. But we want to stay obedient to the truth.
Yes.
Amen. And I want you to know God loves you no matter who you are. No matter what you have done. The devil will tell you that's a lie. Oh no, God, you're too far gone. God, I can't help you. But I want you to know that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because God says, I love you just like you are. And whatever you're dealing with, I can help you. I can fix it. And I will forgive you right now. It's by faith. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, Titus 3:5 says, but by his great mercy that he poured out richly upon us in Christ Jesus. By the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. So God has given his son so that wretched sinners like me can be forgiven. And you embrace that by faith. So I want to let you know today, if you can hear me, however you can, if you're in this room, God loves you. He will accept you right now. If there's no relationship with you and God, the problem is not coming from his end. Because he gave his son and allowed him to be crucified for you. He died and shed his blood for you. And then he got up off the grave to let you know, I have got it all together. That all to me in heaven and earth, and he dispatched us in this room and all those who are a part of his church to go and teach all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And he said, oh, I'm with you always to the end of the world. So I want you to know God loves you. You can pray right now with me and receive Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. If you don't have a relationship with God, it is not his fault, especially not now, because you have been served the truth, the good news of the gospel. Let's pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you right now. Father, we praise you. We exalt your name. Father, we thank you for salvation, Father. We thank you for refreshment and a year of sabbatical, a year of grace. And Father, we are rested and we're fresh now, Lord God. And we're ready to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless somebody who's listening to my voice right now, that they might know that they are saved. You said, these things write I unto you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. Bless them right now with that relationship of eternal life, right now, God, by faith. If they're in this room, fill them right now with your Spirit. If they're hearing my voice over the air, however they're getting this message, touch them right now, Lord. Impart that faith that they need, because you said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So bless them right now so that they can know for sure that they are saved. Bless them right now, forgive their sin, heal them, oh God. And as we close, Lord, you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. Bless America right now and all of this planet, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all the saints all said together, amen. Give God the best shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you're here today and we're accepting a member, we have some people who have can become members even during the time of pandemic. We want to welcome to St. Timothy, Linda Warren. Amen. She signed on some time back. We want to make an official recognition of her that she has become an official member. Linda, we want to let you know. Amen. We'll have someone get in touch to just give you get your information. Amen. We want to thank God for you. Amen. If there would be any other that would like to be a member, we'd like to just acknowledge it by taking a stand right where you are. Amen. You don't have to make contact. We just want to acknowledge. If you'd like to be a member, take a stand at this time and let us know, and the ushers will take your information. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for signing you. Hallelujah. Amen. If there be any other, do that at this time. Amen. All right. We thank God, the ushers will get your information, and we do thank you this morning. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go right ahead at this time. I want to thank again our special guest, Bishop Michael Jones. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Amen. All right. We're looking forward to our incorporation with fellowship with them. We've been fellowshipping with Friendly Temple for eons, forever, a long time. So we just thank God for you. We're really blessed to have you in our company today. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and stand for dismissal at this time. Amen. We have been blessed by all that we have heard and seen today. And thank God for all of you who have come out. Let us receive the benediction. Lord God, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. Father, we pray you let your face shine upon everyone in this room under the sound of my voice. From the smallest child to the most eldest adult, bless us all as we go down from this place. Let us never be out of your presence, Lord God. Be with us, cover us by your Spirit and your grace, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forevermore. All the saints say together, amen.